neighborhoods and communities offer a space for you to thrive, a place where you can get the help and support you need and the opportunity to meet some new people along the way. When creating your new UKG community experience, we created a neighborhood that marks all of those items off that checklist. But the good news is you won't have to hear it from me. Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley Gordon at the Working Smarter Cafe, and on today's episode, you'll hear directly from customers just like you, HR and business professionals who are doing the work, who are in the new community and have found it to be a place that is not only welcoming, but incredibly insightful and helpful for their role. So let's take a listen. From answers to your most popular questions and in-depth training, the community offers a plethora of resources to help you get your job done. And for Amber Soto of State Bank of Southern Utah, the community provides her the ability to do things herself while also forging relationships with her peers.
I would say the biggest benefit to me is the community self-service ability. I really strongly advise my employees to do self-service. So I feel that I also, as an HR representative of the company, also need to be somewhat self-service when I have questions and need things answered. There's so much information in the community and so much training that's available that you really can learn an awful lot on your own. But the community actually takes it a little bit further than that. And it allows you to utilize the knowledge of others that have years and years of experience, and you can get networking with them, build relationships with them, and find ideas and solutions that I might not have otherwise gotten on my own.
With a new search functionality, the community has become quite a spot for becoming a problem solver. But don't ask me. Listen to Hannah Johnson, labor analyst for Carly C's IGA, explain it herself.
Before I started using the community, I would always open cases for just about anything. And then once I started using the community a little bit more, I used the search feature a lot, and I would find knowledge articles. And I always found that typically someone else out there had the same question or the same issue 9 times out of 10. So I started using the search feature and reading those knowledge articles, and I could solve the problem, you know, within minutes sometimes. And then I just really started enjoying being that problem solver. So now I barely have to open cases anymore.
Connecting with your peers in the community also gives you new perspectives on how to tackle problems and issues that your company may be facing. Let's listen to Scott Castleberry, IT Applications Manager for TD Industries out of Dallas, Texas, to learn more.
It's given me a view of kind of what the rest of the world does. In other words, if I only know what TD does, and I don't see, you know, other ways to do things, then I'm kind of locked in my own little bucket. But by going to the community and seeing how other people handle similar situations, I can kind of explore new possibilities. I can learn new things and kind of figure out how to approach problems from a different angle. When we've had issues with, for example, trying to implement new features, I've been able to go to the community and get answers, lots and lots of suggestions. It's given us the opportunity or made us able to do more things faster inside the UKG platform. The biggest thing I would say is don't be shy. There is absolutely no question that anybody isn't willing to answer in the group. It's amazing how helpful everybody is.
And just in case you're still a little skeptical, Amber has a message for you.
Get out there and use it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having more tools to make your day-to-day job easier.
I look forward to seeing you around the new neighborhood. While you're there, be sure to check out the ideas portal, your product status pages, as well as groups to make sure that you can engage with the peers for the products most important to you. Until next time, I'm Ashley. Bye.